Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM, and on the World Wide Web at kgnu.org. Stay tuned for Terrasonic.
Big welcome to Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music. My name is Joel, your host for the next hour, bringing you the best sounds from all around on a lovely Saturday afternoon here on the Colorado Front Range. Great to be back at the helm of the magic carpet today after 2 weeks away, 1 week off preempted for KGNU's excellent live coverage from Rocky Grass, and then just a week out of town. Thanks to George for covering for me last week and doing a great show. Got a great show ahead for you today as well. Lots of music dialed up and in the queue, and we're looking forward to bringing it to you today. Thanks for making KGNU and Terrasonic part of your weekend. This is Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU.
pavão, é godê pavão. E eu queria ver a menina chora pelo godê.
Lá vem a velha do Ribeirão, o vestido dela é godê pavão. É godê pavão, e eu queria ver a menina chora pelo godê.
Este coco é feito com palmas de mão, vamos entrando logo dentro do salão.
Lá vem a velha do Ribeirão.
Amigão, é cultura, é vida, é divulgação.
Lá vem a velha do Ribeirão, o vestido dela é godê pavão. É godê pavão, e eu queria ver a menina chora pelo godê.
Quem fez esse coco godê pavão foi Luiz Calixto e composição.
Lá vem a velha do Ribeirão, o vestido dela é godê pavão. É godê pavão, e eu queria ver a menina chora pelo godê.
Este coco é feito com palmas de mão, vamos entrando logo dentro do salão.
Lá vem a velha do Ribeirão, o vestido dela é godê pavão. É godê pavão, e eu queria ver a menina chora pelo godê.
Cordel encantado é nosso amigão, é cultura, é vida, é divulgação.
Lá vem a velha do Ribeirão, o vestido dela é godê pavão. É godê pavão, e eu queria ver a menina chora pelo godê.
Quem fez esse coco godê pavão foi Luiz Calixto e composição.
It's TerraSonic on listener-supported KGNU Community Radio. My name is Joel Davis, your magic carpet guide on this week's trip. Thanks for joining me. We began the program with a set of music, a two-track set of music inspired by the great DJ set put on by Quantic Thursday night at Cervantes due to flight delays and other circumstances. The show got started late. Quantic didn't take the stage till 12:45 and just spun a monster DJ set with a full band set up around them, the instruments and all of that set up around them, but no actual band on stage. They were still waiting for a couple of people to come in from the airport. And by 2 o'clock, sad to say that I had to get out of there. I had the next day to deal with and didn't even get a chance to see the band. But the DJ set was epic. And he dropped some Zombie from Fela Kuti, and that's what we started with, the Masters at Work remix of that classic track. And then he also dropped the Magabo remix of Hey Boy from Coco Raices de Arco Verde. And in the background right now, it's a track called Tropicalifornia featuring Quantic. And that comes from DJ Newmark. If you'd like to get in touch today, you can do so via phone, 303-442-4242. Email works anytime, feedback@terrasonic.net. Always happy to hear from you. Still plenty of music to come in the show, of course. This is TerraSonic on listener-supported KGNU. Hey!
Es él mi razón de ser, es mi razón de existir. Con él yo la paso bien, con él debo de cumplir. No siempre todo es igual cuando se trata de ser un buen padre ejemplar, pa' errores no cometer.
30 minutes past the hour here at Terrasonic, halfway through this week's Magic Carpet Ride around the world of music. My name is Joel Davis, your host. Thanks for joining me. We just listened to music from Brownout, band consisting of members of several bands from the Austin, Texas area, including Adrian Quesada. And Brownout, their latest is called Brownout Presents Brown Sabbath. And from that we heard NIB featuring Alex Marrero. Brownout appearing last night and tonight at the Other Side at Cervantes, 27th in Welton in Denver. If you want to check them out, it should be an amazing live show. Before Brownout, we heard music from Russia's Volga. Their latest is called Kumushki Pyut. And we heard a track called Kaverzi, Unexpected Trouble. And at the beginning of the set, it was Peli Roja, a band out of Brooklyn featuring several members of bands from the Brooklyn music scene, the Daftone record scene specifically. Their album is called Injusticia, and we heard Honor Engendrado. And that record will be out in a couple of weeks. Right now in the background, it's DJ Drez and Kirtanias from a mixtape they put together called The Beat Generation, available only at live performances. But you can hear it right here on Terrasonic. Still a lot of music left to go in the show before we give way to Reggae Bloodlines. DJ Blood Pressure bringing it to you today. 303-442-4242 if you'd like to get in touch, or feedback at terrasonic.net. This is Terrasonic on listener powered KGNU.
Garoto, você é sensacional.
Tua mãe não te faz nada e morre de quase tudo.
make it drop, honey.
Pensando em você, escreva essa canção com o sentimento que está no meu coração.
O seu olhar me alucina, o seu rosto me fascina. Não posso negar, eu quero ser sua mina.
O seu jeito é engraçado, contigo me sinto bem. Só consigo te amar, você e mais ninguém.
O seu rosto angelical, momento a passar mal. Garoto, você é sensacional.
Eu não fiz quase nada e morri de quase tudo por você. Eu vou até o fim do mundo.
Você não tem nenhum defeito, pra você tirar o chapéu. E fico perguntando se você caiu do céu.
Estou muito contente, te amo loucamente. Só por um momento me ame eternamente.
Manter a paz e não a dor. E nós seremos tudo com a vida de amor.
Happy? My name is love. My name. It's honest. My name. Wonderful. My name. Because I am. My name is Chicago. I saw that place. It's Sheriff. Yes. My name is born face downwards. Let it happen. It's we have a boy. Hey. Say my name is just what they call me now. Say my name is just what they call me now. Say my name is the name tomorrow. Say my name is the name today is given me.
Today is given to me. Today is given to me.
Prince. Cause my father was a chief. My name is We Don't Want You, but that's just because of an old custom. It's burning passion. My name is Her Birth Brings Happiness. It's a sweet potato. My name is
Mr. Legit.
Say my name is just what they call me now. Say my name is just what they call me now. Say my name is the name tomorrow will give. Say my name is the name today is given. Say my name is the name tomorrow will give. Say my name is the name today is given me.
Today is given me.
My name is Inner Strength. Don't try to fool me. My name is Garfield. My name is I started slave work in September. My name is born on Friday as the fourth child. Kofi and I. Money. My name
call
is
me
Inner
to
Strength.
Move. You can
it's
find
the one
me on
who
the
jumps
map.
Over obstacles.
Ghana,
Northern
it's
Region.
We get praises
speaking
and
speaking Sisala language.
Just about 10 minutes before the top of the hour here at Terrasonic, your weekly magic carpet ride around the world of music, rounding into the home stretch. Flying high there with some music from Captain Planet. The track Bocazzo from the album Mystery Trip, Volume 1 from Captain Planet. Before that, it was Oi with a cross-cultural collaboration. The vocalist, whose name I don't have in front of me, is from Ghana. And the album is out on the Cram Disc label. It's called No Problem Saloon, and we heard My Name is Happy. And we began that set with Ilan Irsahin from East to West, Ethno Electronic Tales from Istanbul, a collection out on the Double Moon Records label, Double Moon based in Istanbul, and a track called Soothe Me. Background right now, some new cumbia from Freak Stylers from their EP. What is it? The Crop Circles EP from the ZZK Records label, and a track called Omeprazole. ZZK Records based in Buenos Aires, Argentina. Still a little bit of music ahead. Got to find something to play for you. And then we'll give way to headlines from the BBC, followed by Reggae Bloodlines coming up at 1 o'clock. This is Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU Community Radio.
Золото, а у дитятки маво и получше того. Ай, баю кота, и постелюшка мягка, а у дитятки маво и помягче того. Ай, баю кота, и постелюшка бела, а у дитятки маво и белее того.
Over, it's too hard. It's
Dr. Baraka taking us out of here and closing down the magic carpet ride for this week's trip around the world of music. You've been listening to Terrasonic on listener-supported KGNU Boulder, Denver, 88.5 FM, 1390 AM. We have a translator at K229AC at 93.7 MHz in Nederland, Colorado. You can hear us around the world on the web at kgnu.org. We've got a playlist and a podcast available from KGNU's 24/7 streaming music archive, afterfm.com. Just search on afterfm.com/Terrasonic, or just go to that, and you'll find an archive of programs and the latest show and playlist. You can also get a podcast from the iTunes store. Just search on Terrasonic. You can find us on Facebook and Twitter at Terrasonic Radio, and you can catch us on mixcloud.com/Terrasonic as well. And of course, we've got a website, terrasonic.net. You can find out everything you need to know about your community radio station at kgnu.org. Thanks for tuning in. Reggae Bloodlines is coming up following headlines from the BBC in London. DJ Blood Pressure bringing it to you for 3 hours from KGNU's Denver studio. Then it's 2 hours of the best in African music on African roots, and at 6 o'clock, a full hour of news from the BBC in London. Keep it tuned to KGNU for all of your music and information needs. Thanks for listening to Terrasonic. We'll catch you next time, next Saturday, noon to one, right here on listener-supported KGNU. Thanks for listening and have a great weekend.
BBC News with Jonathan Izard. President Obama has suggested the US military campaign against Sunni jihadists in northern Iraq could take several months. Mr. Obama said improving security in Iraq was going to be a long-term project. David Willis reports from Washington.
Speaking before he left for a two-week holiday in Massachusetts, President Obama said the first U.S. airstrikes had destroyed arms and ammunition that could have been used to attack Iraq's Kurdish capital, Erbil, where the U.S. has a consulate. He said solving Iraq's worsening security situation could take time and suggested that US intervention was effectively buying time for the often ineffectual Iraqi security forces to be able to regroup and mount a credible opposition to the Islamic State fighters.
President Obama emphasized that the United States would continue efforts to help thousands of Yazidi people trapped on Mount Sinjar in northern Iraq. He said American aircraft were positioned to strike Islamic State fighters there to help forces in Iraq break the siege. There's been no sign of a let-up to the fighting in Gaza as it continued for a second day since a temporary ceasefire expired on Friday morning. The Palestinians say at least seven people have been killed since hostilities resumed. Israel said a senior member of the military wing of Hamas was killed in an attack on a mosque. Israeli government spokesman Mark Regev said recent indirect talks in Cairo were based on what he termed a two-stage process.
One, an immediate cessation, unconditional cessation of all violence, of all attacks. And two, talks in Cairo. Now, the minute Hamas rejected the ceasefire and continued shooting rockets into Israeli cities, the premise from that for those talks disappeared.
A senior Palestinian politician, Dr. Mustafa Barghouti, said Israel had not proposed a full ceasefire.
Hamas did not reject ceasefire. It rejected a situation where there will be a unilateral ceasefire, where Palestinians would abstain from any form of resistance and Israel would maintain the right to bombard Gaza with their airplanes and to fly their airplanes over Gaza, and sometimes to assassinate Palestinian leaders.
There have been big protests in Britain and South Africa against Israel's assault on Gaza. In London, tens of thousands marched to demand an end to the violence and an arms embargo against Israel. The rally in Cape Town was one of the largest since the end of apartheid in South Africa. Among those attending was the Nobel laureate and former Archbishop of Cape Town, Desmond Tutu. President Obama and the German Chancellor Angela Merkel have warned that any Russian intervention in eastern Ukraine, even for purported humanitarian reasons, would be unacceptable and a violation of international law. A White House statement issued after a telephone call between the two leaders said Russia would face additional consequences if it intervened without permission from the Ukrainian government. World News from the BBC. The Colombian state-owned company Ecopetrol says that rebels have attacked an oil field in the northwest of the country. The company says a group of armed men blew up part of the facilities at the Tibu field, endangering the lives of workers and residents. There were no injuries. The two main left-wing Colombian rebel groups, the FARC and the ELN, are known to operate in the area near the Venezuelan border. A day after the World Health Organization declared the Ebola outbreak in West Africa a global emergency, several African nations have begun to take further preventative measures. Richard Hamilton has more details.
Although Africa's most populous nation, Nigeria, has the fewest of the recorded cases of Ebola, it seems to be taking the WHO's concerns very seriously by creating more isolation centres and a public information campaign. The health ministry in Guinea says it's closed its borders with Sierra Leone and Liberia. The outbreak first occurred in Guinea back in March, and its two neighbours have already closed their borders.